This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. This is a special report.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A bill being considered at the Capitol would bar health insurance companies from requiring providers to accept virtual credit card payments. The bill wouldn't prohibit health care providers from accepting the payments, but insurance companies would have to make any extra associated costs clear in contracts with providers. An arrest has been made in connection with a series of arson fires in Sawyer County. At least six fires were reported over a 10-day period in the county last November. A 30-year-old Birchwood man was arrested in connection with multiple fires after a nearly year-long investigation. And UW-Madison police say it was a slightly more sedate crowd at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday for the Badgers' homecoming shutout against Iowa. 14 people were cited for underage drinking, 2 for throwing objects in the stadium, and 3 people had blood alcohol levels over 0.20. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A hero's welcome, a standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament, where he spoke after all 20 living hostages were released after more than 2 years in Hamas captivity.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He called the day the historic dawn of a new Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said,
"You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace."
And peace, the focus of a summit later today in Egypt. The president will serve as co-chair of the meeting of world leaders. Israel, meanwhile, has released a number of Palestinian prisoners as part of the first phase of this deal. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers lingering this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day today and Pleasant with a high pretty close to 70. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low right around 40 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and a high close to 60.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 57 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast.
Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, doesn't come for free, she's a real lady.
And as for me, you'll see, slam your body down and whine, it's all around. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it.
music. Ah. If you wanna be my lover.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM. Mm.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. It is 8:10 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Open every day, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, Wendy, you and I were talking about sponsored weddings with brand sponsoring to help defray the cost of them. Michael texted in, what about a NASCAR-sponsored wedding? Everyone gets to ride in an official pace race car. Bride and groom show up in the ceremony and reception in the pace car. I think that's a great idea, Michael. What do you think, Wendy?
Well, it's not a bad idea. It would be pretty cool and definitely memorable. However, people all gussied up in their wedding finery, crawling in the window of a race car might be a little tricky.
Yeah, I think you'd have to get the street version of the race car in order to do it because, yeah, sliding in and out of the race car with the tux on, I think would be rather difficult and probably more so for the bride than the groom getting in and out of said race car. I love the idea. I think it's a great idea.
It would be fun, that's for sure.
Well, you and I talked about being sponsored by Wendy's because, you know.
Oh, yes, because we do have that Dave and Wendy thing going on. And then, you know, my dad's name's Thomas, so there's that. And you wanted to go through the drive-thru and get french fries on the way to the reception because you were a little hungry.
I was denied. We didn't
have time.
Well, I don't
think that trolley would have fit through the drive-thru.
Well, I wanted to try it out, so yeah. So you can still text us your ideas. We'll talk about that once more around 8:20. We're going to talk about our Sauk County Humane Society Pets of the Week. They are Autumn and Abella. And to make an appointment, you can call them at 608-356-2520. You can also go to saukhumane.org to look at all the adoptable pets and fill out an adoption application. Wendy, why don't you talk about Abella? And she's a beautiful cat.
Will do, Dave. Abella is a gentle 2-year-old tabby who started to show her true colors, and they're beautiful. She really is a beautiful cat. She's an easy cat to love and even easier to hold, melting into your arms and leaning into your hand when you pet her. Quiet at times, Abella is still finding her confidence, but warms up quickly once she realizes she's safe. She'll reward your patience with soft purrs and plenty of affection. This sweet girl enjoys grooming sessions, tasty treats, and cozy spots to nap the day away. With her calm nature and affectionate heart, Abella is the kind of cat who quietly makes every day a little bit better just by being near. She's ready to find that special someone who will love her for the gentle soul she is. She is up to date on her vaccinations and will be spayed prior to adoption.
And she's a beautiful tabby. She's got those eyes just looking at you, the ears all perked up. And so, again, you can go to sockhumane.org for more information. Autumn has a kind of calm, easygoing personality that makes you instantly feel at ease. She's gentle, affectionate, and has just the right mix of smarts and sweetness. At only 2 years old, she already walks beautifully on a leash, and she knows all her basics. Sit, down, come, and even shake. You can tell she has been loved before. She keeps her space tidy and seems to understand house manners. Offer her a treat, and she'll melt right into your heart. Autumn enjoys other dogs and will be wonderful with kids, though she prefers home without cats. She's got a little bit of everything, playfulness when it's time to go outside and pure snuggle energy when it's time to relax. Whether you're looking for a walking buddy or a new best friend to curl up with, Autumn is more than ready to be part of your family. She's up to date on her vaccinations and will be spayed prior to adoption. And Autumn is just a beautiful dog. She's a little bit bigger dog. She's laying down looking at you, that big old smile on her face. And
she does look like a super happy girl, that's for sure.
She does. I mean, you look at that black snout and that tan and white. I mean, and she is a beautiful looking dog. You can go to sockhumane.org to view all the adoptable animals. Cat and dog adoptions include spay or neuter surgery, a microchip, and current vaccinations. And you can also go to sockhumane.org to find out what their donation needs are as well. They always need peanut butter to fill those Kongs, laundry detergent, dish soap, and more. So again, sockhumane.org for more information. Wendy, you're going to be back with us in about 5 minutes. We're going to look at a couple of calendar days.
That'll be fun, Dave.
Oh, yes. There's a couple of good ones on here besides the obvious ones. The Morning Show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by our friends at Pizza Ranch and Baraboo and Kylie Minogue on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99. or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged to talk about the police department and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm. 99.7
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Wendy and Dave Grant. It is 8:20 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. It is Monday, October 13th, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. And it is Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day, and we have other events on the calendar as well. Wendy, what do you see?
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Day, Dave.
Yes, it is, and that is something that's very near and dear to both of our hearts, so definitely go get checked.
Absolutely. Time to gain and spread knowledge of what sufferers are up against and how society can help.
Yes, indeed. It is also, this is one that I was cracked up when I saw it. It is M&M's Day, Wendy. I was so excited to see that.
And I can imagine you were, Dave.
You know, and they won't melt in your hand, just in your mouth. And it's National M&M Day. Let's celebrate it. The M&M's were created in 1941. M&M's have been a staple for over 75 years, Wendy.
Yes, Dave, they sure have. It's also International Skeptics Day.
What?
Yep.
I'm
it says,
skeptical.
Like most things, skepticism is good in moderation. But today on International Skeptics Day is go ahead and question some of your beliefs. The investigation of our assumptions can be fruitful and worthwhile.
It is also Navy Birthday Day today. They celebrate that to recognize some brave men and women who have served our country past and present. This was established during the Revolutionary War, so it's been going around for quite a while. So, Naval Birthday Day today, Wendy.
Yes, it's also English Language Day. That's celebrated on October 13th to commemorate the day Parliament was opened for the first time by a speech in English in 1362 rather than in French.
So, that one's been around
as well. It's been around a while, yep.
It is National Train Your Brain Day. We celebrate that on October 13th to raise awareness of the power of the mind and the potential benefits of mental training, that muscle in the human body. So, yes, celebrating National Train Your Brain Day today.
It's International Day of Failure. Celebrated much zeal and learning about the world on October 13th. Did you know that the Aalto University in Finland has something to do with the creation of International Day of Failure? It may be strange, even ironic, for a country like Finland, in whose culture failure is not the norm, to have initiated a day solely dedicated to the celebration of failure. If they could embrace it, we see no reason why the rest of us can't.
That's a good one. Yeah. It is also National Online Bank Day. It's celebrated annually on the second Monday in October. As more and more businesses go online, so do banks as well. And as a reminder, we had a good reminder from our good friends over at Baraboo State Bank that there is a texting scam going on. And they want you to click on this malicious link. They're pretending to be Baraboo State Bank. They're not Baraboo State Bank. So always be cautious when you get those text messages and those emails. Think before you click.
Don't
it's very
do
important.
It.
Yes, don't do it. So again, you can go to Baraboo State Bank's Facebook page for more information about that latest scam that's floating around out there. What else do you see, Wendy?
It's National Kick Butt Day, Dave.
And what's that about?
Is there a bad habit you wanted to kick in the butt or a resolution you made but are having trouble following through? Well, on National Kick Butt Day, you can change all that. Seize the day. Take a little extra step towards fulfilling your goals. It's celebrated across the nation on the second Monday of October. Good thing it is, because all of us have something we've been putting off. So let's get it done.
That's a great one. And the last one we're going to touch on today, it is Disaster Day, or International Day for Disaster Reduction. It is observed every year on October 13th. And it is a reminder about the disasters that do happen and the organizations that help after those do happen. So, yes, and we appreciate all those entities that help provide relief, Wendy.
Can I throw one more in there, Dave?
You can, yes.
Okay, it is also World Thrombosis Day, which is observed by the entire world on October 13th. The International Society of Thrombosis and Hematosis celebrates the World Thrombosis Campaign to bring awareness to the frequently disregarded and misunderstood condition of thrombosis. That's globally related disorders caused by one in every four deaths, and astonishingly, blood clots affect up to 900,000 people in the United States alone each year. About 100,000 of them will pass away, which is greater than the total annual death toll from AIDS, breast cancer, and automobile accidents.
Well, it's definitely an important day to remember. Thank you so much, Wendy, for bringing that to our attention today. Wendy, thank you so much for being in studio with us today, for filling in for Emily. She was on vacation today, returning tomorrow. And thanks for pinch hitting today, Wendy. Always appreciate that.
No problem. Always happy to fill in for you.
Yes, you are. We appreciate you being here and always the shenanigans that ensues. So you'll be back with us on Sunday night is the plan at 8 p.m. That's when Wendy's normally on, 8 p.m. to midnight. And then she does fill in on occasion as well.
Me and Normal, we don't really go together.
No, not even close. I mean that the nicest way. What? I had to get the last one.
Be nice, Dave.
I'm always nice. Again, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind by your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report from Friday night. Lakeside Lutheran defeated Portage 18-16. Sauk Prairie shut out Stoughton 24-0. Berlin defeated Adams 56-16. Nakusa was victorious over Wisconsin Dells 38-35. And Baraboo was defeated in their final home game by La Crosse Logan 49-7. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers lingering this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day today and pleasant with a high pretty close to 70. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low right around 40 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and a high close to 60. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 56.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
You know I still love you, though it's all started away.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. It is 8:34 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo. Get those caffeine needs 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. We appreciate them. And I can see they're open right from the window. Not that we're spying on our good friends over there. Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that, Chris. It is time for Hanging with Hobble and Dave, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry, oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farm. That's the one for family fun.
And yes, Chris, I can tell you every bite from Oakwood Fruit Farm tastes like autumn because I have Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts in the studio with me this morning.
Oh my gosh, I'd be beating the path there and back within eyesight. Oh no, too tempting.
Oh yes, I've been eating them all morning with Wendy. And Chris joins us every Monday morning at 8:35 and Friday during the Packers season to discuss the green and the gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is the host of Sportsline Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. Overall, it was a pretty good weekend to be a sports fan in Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
The Badgers got shut out, unfortunately.
Well, there's that.
And there's a lot of talk about Fickell right now. I know there's a lot of unhappy people with the Badgers' performance, but let's talk about the positives. The Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 to advance to the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers tonight, 7 p.m., and the Packers squeak past the Bengals 27-18 to improve the record to 3-1-1. And they're heading to Arizona next week, Chris.
Boy, I got to say, it was a great sports weekend. And just start with the Brewers and just that electric atmosphere down at American Family Field. It was crazy. Mark Atanasio pulled out his old Nikes from 2018 when they lost to the Dodgers in the NLCS, but they advanced to get there, which was the key. So he brought him out. The equipment guys, I guess, got him pieced back together. And Atanasio Warm, he said that was the loudest he screamed in 15 years. So, and I'm not sure why 15 years, what happened that date, but maybe it was Halloween he got scared. But nothing scary about that, man. The Brewers, it is just a wonderful story. And I do have to say for our listeners, for those who are elderly, maybe shut-ins, who are just really keyed in and locked into the Brewers, it just makes so much more entertainment for them. I know my mom, who is a diehard Brewers fan, this just, man, seven more games probably if it goes to Game 7 to enjoy the Brewers and this team. Just everything you would want a team to be, the Milwaukee Brewers are, man.
And it's their first time getting this far since 2018. Now, if they can somehow get into the World Series, they'd be the first time the Brewers do that since 1982.
Isn't that crazy? You know, I think about it, too. It could be based on last night. Anyway, it was only one game, and there's still another series. But Seattle versus Milwaukee. You know, the Seattle Pilots coming to Milwaukee to become the Milwaukee Pilots for just a heartbeat. And then logic intervenes and finances. And they become the Brewers for all the right reasons, right? And then Seattle has gone on. And it has been a minute for the Mariners, too. So they have had great pitching but no hitting. And now they've got Cal Raleigh and all that hitting, and it could end up being, you'd see Eugenio Suarez, the piece that was missing for the Brewers to get this far, the slugger at the trade deadline. Well, he's a Mariner now, so if it's right. Brewers-Mariners in the World Series, it would just be that much more fun. But and I do want to thank Craig Counsell and the Cubs for making this all possible, you know, making it as interesting and gut-wrenching as they possibly could, right to the brink, and then you out-homer 3-1 the Cubs. That was wonderful.
It was. Wow. It was such a good game to see the end of that game. I was so happy. We were at a wedding, got home in time to see the end of that game. So it was a great game to see, you know. And let's talk about the positives. Number one, Packers didn't exactly blow out the Bengals, but they did get that win. Now, we had a couple of bright spots. The offensive line had a chance to compete with its preferred starting five. And our new kicker delivered on Sunday after arriving in Green Bay for a workout on Friday and getting signed on Saturday.
I mean, it was kind of crazy. Lucas Haversick comes in to replace Brandon McManus, who went through warmups and then was seen clutching his knee area, that right quad that he pulled. But a little backstory on that. Earlier in the week, there was some disagreement between the head coach and the kicker on the kicker's injury status. Brandon McManus said no big deal, and then Matt LaFleur said major concern, and then Brandon McManus was asked about that, the give and take back and forth with the media, and he said, well, maybe Matt needs to check his medical thesaurus to find out what major concern is versus, you know, kind of a smart aleck response, and he didn't need to go there. So then Matt LaFleur's retort was, I have to get a new thesaurus. That was, you know, he responded to the media and got a chuckle then, but I don't think inside LaFleur was chuckling, because as you and I have talked about, Zach Tom, I'm good for the game, coach, and you last one snap. Nice. Aaron Banks, I'm good, coach, you don't last through the first half. And after those kind of shenanigans where you're trying to build trust with your medical staff, which is largely new now, and the players, you got to be able to look them in the eye. Can you or can't you?
Right.
Because there's, you know, Zach Tom, you understand, because he's a right tackle and he's a great player. You can't activate two kickers for one game.
No way, no how.
And Matt LaFleur would look like an idiot if he would just get skewered by Packers fans if they were midway through the first quarter and Brandon McManus is limping, you know? Now you don't have a kicker for this game, and it turned out you may have needed one yesterday. And I got to say, so for all of that, I think LaFleur, part of it was, if he's not 1,000% to go, McManus isn't playing. And part of it, too, is, you know, it's the Bengals, and I'm a little hacked. I'm not so sure LaFleur didn't let his emotions, and maybe I'm dead wrong on this, get involved in it, though, and say, I'm not letting him kick this week. I don't care what happens. We're going another direction. And anyway, they ended up doing it, and Haversack was perfect on his first game. So there was that. And then the offensive line finally getting healthy and being able to get in a sync and a rhythm. And one of the stats after the game that really warmed my soul was the snap count, of all things. 61 for Jenkins, Walker, Banks, and Tom. 50 for Morgan and 11 for Sean Ryan as they rotated a little bit. So that means essentially, including the sixth guy, all five of your O-line starters played every snap of the game. And you know what? They look like it in the second half versus the first half in the run game, especially on the left side with Josh Jacobs finally getting some traction. So I think there were some positives to take away. But for me, the O-line, you're right, the kicker, a little back at you, McManus, and don't get too big for your britches, and the O-line staying healthy, David.
They did, and that was good to see yesterday, and so I was very happy about watching that. I wasn't so happy with some of the penalties I was seeing that were kind of coming the Packers' way again. You and I talk about this week in, week out, and that's one of my largest concerns is we do watch the Packers, and seeing them get just some of those stupid penalties, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's got to control that a little bit, too.
No, I'm with you there for sure, and there were some other things they need to clean up. They still have not forced a fumble this season. And that's fairly incredible because the Ball King, their assistant coach, was put in charge of that, and it was a great emphasis. So you haven't had that. You've got the sloppiness with the penalties. So you're right. Right on.
And now we saw the Packers' defense was amazing to start that first half. And I'm not sure what happened to them in the second half. It was less than spectacular. Should the Packers fans be concerned about the defense's inconsistency? Also, the Bengals had more yards and time of possession on their first drive of the second half than they did for the entire first half. So what happened to those halftime adjustments? Because something just was off in that second half for our defense.
I'm telling you, it was crazy. Yeah, 10 minutes plus, 80-plus yards for the Bengals and that offense and Joe Flacco after getting 65 yards and four first downs the entire first half. You know?
Yeah.
So they come out the second half, and it's just like, I don't know if the Packers' defense bent. They were playing some soft coverage. I can't imagine that was the plan. And again, penalties didn't help there. But for sure, just to come out in the second half like that, flat, not good. Flacco ends up with 45 passes less than a week after opening the Bengals playbook, and it looked like he needed time to actually adjust. I had not really accounted for that. I mean, he's been in the league for forever, but he's only been in Cincinnati for a minute.
Right.
You know?
Well,
so to expect him to come out and be that sharp, I expect him to get better as the game progressed, but not that much better. So definitely the defense needs to tighten some things up too. Those are great receivers. We talked about it. I mean, like the Packers, they don't have a wide receiver one. They have two wide receiver ones in T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. So I'm concerned about the defense. How concerned are you right now? I mean, is this just a blip on the radar? You get the win. It's only 18 points and all of that, but...
I am concerned, I'll be honest with you, because, okay, Flacco comes to a new team that he's not practiced that much with, and Flacco normally does not have the calls on his wrist. He's 41 years old now, and he knows his play calls, but he had his play calls right there so he could look at him. Again, new team, he comes out in that second half. He looked like he'd been playing for the Bengals for years, and I just, there was a total difference in watching that first half and that second half of the game. And the defense, I would agree, was flat. It was sloppy. It just did not look like they came out at halftime engaged, ready to go. I think maybe they were a little bit complacent with how the first half went, and they're like, okay, we're going to play down to the Bengals' levels. That's a problem. And then you throw in the extra penalties in there, and it's like, you guys, it started to get close, and then you see the Bengals have that gutsy call to go for two and then score and get the two to bring it to 18. And so that puts them down by less than this. They need 6 points. So if they get the ball back, guess what? The Packers could have been in big trouble. That could have been a whole different outcome at that point. So I think our defense has got to shore it up. You got to play all four quarters like you and I've talked about earlier this year. If there's been a big difference, I think, watching the Packers defense in that first game versus the Lions to playing the Bengals yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's you look at where this defense is evolving and what it's becoming. Lucas Van Ness had a nice sack. He beat their best pass blocker, so that was something. But you shudder to think what it would have been like if Joe Burrow was healthy.
Right.
I mean, because if Joe Flacco, after one half, can do that, the other Joe, who's no average Joe, Ben Burrows, would have just tore him up. Perhaps. So,
perhaps.
Again, but, you know, Hobbs with the penalty. And it seems, again, too, can you not have a kick return without having a penalty?
Well, that's why I don't understand.
I mean,
it seems like every time kick return, penalty, flag, and it's like, come on, guys. We cannot keep doing that. And as we start to play some of these better teams, that's going to be very problematic as well.
I really am starting to believe more and more, and I wasn't buying into it early, but it's kind of like extended preseason the first 4 or 5 weeks.
Right.
Now the Packers had their bye and got beat up a little bit in the process, but for the better teams especially, it seems like, now the Chiefs came on last night and they throttled the Lions pretty good when Detroit started out great guns. That offense looked like $1 million, and then they shut down. It's kind of crazy, Packers and Bengals offensively there, you're limping around a little bit, and then they finally get it going. It was the opposite. Chiefs and Lions come out red hot, and then they just slow down, and that just goes to Steve Spagnuolo and that Chiefs defense. Their halftime adjustments were superior to the Packers, I'd have to say, David.
I would agree, and so now to the Packers' credit, the offense answered every time the Bengals scored in the second half. Green Bay's defense never let the Bengals make it a one-possession game. On the other hand, they did make it easy for the Packers after Trey Hendrickson, their top defender and pass rusher, left with a back injury, and I think that definitely played part into this, what we saw yesterday.
Well, for sure. You know, the after Flacco had the 17-play drive, which just took an eternity and just really sucked a lot of life out of the fan base, Packers were able to come back. You know, Matthew Golden, a couple of huge catch in the first half. Shudder to think what it would have been like without that. But at the end of the day, as Jordan Love said, quote, you got to find ways to answer the call. Whatever happens, it's the NFL. So even though the Bengals crept a little bit closer, the Packers were able to score every time to get their get the win. And Matt LaFleur, kind of that bottom line guy, you know, said that's what we got to be. We got to be able to respond. And that's going to be the case because they're going to find themselves trailing in games, trailing against better teams in games, and then the sloppiness and everything like you're talking about, it will just be the backbreaker. That'll be the final straw rather than something that you keep trying to hurdle and overcome every week. So offensively, I found some positives, though. I think the emergence of Matthew Golden, they continue to find ways to get Savion Williams going. And then Josh Jacobs, really, with all the touches, I think, I don't know, 23 touches or whatever, the offense really and truly runs through Josh Jacobs, whether it's throwing to him or handing it and tossing it to him. So once they get that going, and then just as a final note kind of here as we wrap it up, David, Jordan Love using his legs.
Yes.
Man, oh, man, oh. What a thought, you know, finally. And you have to take those risks. Patrick Mahomes does it. He's no kid anymore. He's a few years older than Love, and he uses his legs because if defenses are going to give you those yards, you got to take them. It's just because it's that or throw into seven-man coverage, which is just at some point beating your helmet against the wall.
And that's the thing.
Not a Mark Sanchez reference, but anyway.
Well done there. But yeah, and it was good to see Jordan Love using his legs yesterday because Wendy kind of noticed that as well when we're watching the game. She's like, wow, why is he doing that? I'm like, well, they're starting to come at him a little bit, and all the R guys are covered, so he's got to get that ball somewhere somehow. Mm-hmm. There's no one to throw it to. You're not going to throw it into seven-man coverage. That's going to get us into trouble, quite possibly. If you have an opening, go for it. Now, the only thing I will say, I watched him kind of slide with his legs in that one point, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, you got us to third and two. I'm like, if you would have just reached just a little bit more, you would have had that first down, but we don't want him putting his body at risk either, so that's the other aspect of it. It's great that he's using his legs, but we can't have him getting hurt doing it either.
No, for sure. You know, I'm glad to hear your co-pilot Wendy is watching an end of the game with you, and it's nice her assignment, keep an eye on Jordan Love's legs. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I didn't even ask you about that yesterday.
I already had that covered, David. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. And so, I think that it was a very interesting game. Now, I'll be curious to see what happens with McManus this week. You know, obviously, a lot of questions there to see, okay, is he going to be well enough to play next week? I mean, we're going to have a lot to talk about on Friday, that's for sure.
No, it'll be a lot of fun. Imagine just real quick how surreal Lucas Haversick's life is. He comes in to Green Bay on Friday and gets a workout, and then he's kicking off on Sunday.
I can't imagine it. Comes in Friday, signs Saturday, plays on Sunday. And, of course, you know, I can't remember the Bengals kicker, but he was going to – if he had got that field goal, that would have been the longest NFL field goal.
So the
Packers call the timeout, and it hits the upright, bounces, and he would have had it. Then they get, you know, and they, granted, they were not really covering him at that point either. You know, the Packers were waiting to ice him, call the timeout. But, you know, that was very interesting to see his leg as well. And so I'll be curious to see what happens with us next week. I'm really going to be intrigued with McManus. Any inside information on there? We're going to be waiting to see what the injury report is Friday.
Well, I got to think now, Matt LaFleur, the standard for for Brandon McManus to return might be having to run a 4.5 40, which he's never done in his life. I'm going to make darn sure that thing's healthy, okay?
Right, exactly. Well, we can't be taking chances on this. We can't have people coming in, one play going out, especially with our kicker.
I didn't like the glib response, actually, truthfully, from McManus. I thought it was a little not only sarcastic and to the coach, but you know, you don't have two kickers on the roster. You're the guy, and you have to be 1,000% sure you can go.
Right.
Now, you know, what happened 2 years ago, but didn't practice all week, and we crossed our fingers, and I made a couple of 50-yarders, Coach. I'm good. No, that's not good enough.
No, it's not.
Not anywhere near it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think he got his back up a little bit over McManus, but that's good. You know, if you got to use an example on the team, you might as well be the kicker in a game you win with a guy who goes perfect and is as a replacement. So just a reminder, you better be darn sure you can play the whole game like the O-line did yesterday if you're going to be up for the game. So
exactly.
Good stuff.
It is. I'll look forward to talking to you on Friday. We'll talk about, you know, what our special teams is going to be looking like, if they can clean it up. And, you know, we're taking on the Cardinals on Sunday, 3:30. So looking forward to that, Chris.
You betcha, David. Take care. Have a great week, and we'll get together on Friday, man.
Looking forward to it, man. Have a great week, Chris.
You bet.
The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. Hang with Hamel and David is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. I'll be sticking around to 11, playing the best hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. We'll get you back into a 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jewelers Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jewelers Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.